Masechet Baba Metzi'ah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Chet, will not talk about more of the deductions that are made from wine and oil. As in the last Mishnah, the situation is that the Shomer was given wine or oil, and he, by mistake, or just in an asur way, mixed it together with his own wine and oil, and now he has to return it back to the Shomer, but he ate from it. He doesn't know how much he should be returning to the Shomer, how much is actually of the Shomer, because there is certain amount deducted because of natural loss. So this Mishnah will talk about how much he could deduct before he hands it back to the Shomer. Mishnah says, Yotzi lo shetut layayin, Rabbi Yehuda omer chomesh. When talking about wine, the Shomer could deduct 1/6 of the wine that he was given, because 1/6 is absorbed into the clay container that holds onto the wine. But Rabbi Yehuda says no, 1/5 is deducted. The Bar Tinura explains over here that they're talking about two different types of containers. The clay containers that were around in the locale of Rabbi Yehuda absorbed more than the clay in Tanakh Kama's area. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would say 1/5 is deducted because more wine gets absorbed into the containers, while Tanakh Kama would say no, 1/6 gets deducted because a little bit less gets absorbed into the containers. Now oil. Yotzilo sheloshet lugin shemen leme'a. The shomer could deduct 3 log of oil for every 100 log. So 3% is deducted. Log umehetza shemarim. Log umehetza bela. How does he calculate the 3%? 1.5% are deducted because of the sediment that settled in the oil. When the Shomer received the oil, he got freshly squeezed oil that included all the sediment. And that sediment was mixed into everything. It now went all the way to the bottom of the container. So therefore, when he returns the oil, which is pure, he could deduct 1.5 log, because now he's not giving him back sediment, because the sediment is all the way on the bottom of the container. And then another 1.5 log are deducted because of the absorption of the oil into the container. So the total deduction here would be 3 lugin. Im haya shemin mezukak, eno motzi lo shemarim. But if the oil was pure from the beginning and there was no sediment in it, there's no deduction of that 1.5% of the oil for that amount because of the sediment, because he never received sediment, so therefore he's not giving back sediment, so he gives him exactly what he got. Im hayu kan kanim yeshanim eno motzi lo bela. And same thing, if the containers of the oil were old, he wouldn't deduct that 1.5 log for it being absorbed, because only newer containers would absorb that much. We'll not talk about the deduction made because of sediment with oil, not by a shomer, but by a seller of oil. If there was an arrangement where, for example, somebody bought from an oil salesman 100 gallons of oil, but he doesn't want that 100 gallons at once. He wants it delivered to him every once in a while. So let's say he gets a delivery every week. Says Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af ha-mocher shemen mezukak l'havero kol yemot ha-shana. Now let's say that there was somebody who sold his friend oil for the entire year, and they had an agreement that the oil would come to him over the course of that year. The oil that he sold him contained sediment at the time of the sale, but then since the salesman is holding on to that oil for the entire year, the sediment settles all the way on the bottom, and he ends up giving him pure oil that wasn't what he purchased at the time, the purchaser. He purchased the oil that had sediment in it, but now throughout the year it all settled on the bottom. So the oil that he's receiving is pure. So we say, Hareze mekabel alav log umehetza shemarim leme'a. The buyer accepts a deduction of 1.5 log for every 100 log. So 1.5% because of the sediment. So therefore, let's say at the time of purchase, he bought 100 log of oil, but that 100 log contained sediment with it. So therefore, throughout the process, it's assumed that only 98.5 log of shemen without sediment are going to be given out. So therefore, when he's giving out that pure oil, the buyer would only receive 98.5 log of that pure oil.